Hey, everybody, it's Theo Von here, and I got a question. When it comes to soda, are you really picking a zero-sugar cola that you actually prefer, or are you just settling for what you've always had? That's the question. And I'll say this, when it comes to taste, I find that nothing beats Pepsi Zero Sugar. But you don't just have to take my word for it. That would be ridiculous. Pepsi has been doing blind taste tests for years. No labels, no brand names, just taste. And last year, they brought back the Pepsi Challenge, and the results were clear. 66% of people agreed and said that Pepsi Zero Sugar tastes better than Coca-Cola Zero Sugar. In fact, Pepsi Zero Sugar won in every market they tested. So if you're grabbing a zero sugar soda, go with the one people keep choosing when taste is the only thing that matters. Go out and try Pepsi Zero Sugar today. Let your taste decide.
Did you make money?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
He said, oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's, I know. I feel like you cash.
I mean, people that actually trade.
It's like champs.
That's literally.
You just won champs like a week ago?
Just won champs.
Old champs.
Shit.
Oh, shit. We're getting a little inside.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to episode number 11. Today's palabra de hoy is 11. Hey.
11.
Shit.
8. Ocho.
Ocho. I knew it was an O.
Whoa. You thought that.
Wait, do you know how to count in Spanish?
Yeah.
To what?
To probably 100.
Let me see. Get to 10.
Uno, dos, tres, cuatro, cinco, seis, siete, ocho, nueve, diez.
What he said.
Count from 11 to 20 in Spanish.
11, 12, 13.
Isn't it like 14?
14.
15?
Close enough. Quinceañera?
Yeah.
My Spanish teacher, we used to do the distance learning in school. She would literally just, anytime we'd take a test, she would turn off the teacher who was like in a different location and just tell us all the answers to the test. But I don't know shit about Spanish. I took 2 years, but we just cheated the whole time. Apparently, she still cheats. I don't want to put her on blast, but she's still
What's her name?
There.
What's her name? And what school? Marjorie where?
I don't know.
Yeah, miss, that's messed
miss,
up.
Miss,
she's great. She didn't cheat.
Trying to throw her under the bus and shit?
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
It's messed up.
It's just why I don't know my Spanish.
Well, look, if that's the worst that she's doing, I'm okay with it because there's been many cases of, you know, teachers taking advantage of strapping young 17-year-olds in high school.
Do you know that happened at Mark Tree? Like, one of the, like, major...
Yeah, it happened to William Johnson.
Yes. One of, like, the major cases in the United States happened at Mark Tree.
What's crazy about that is that I hear more about women teachers doing that to, like, young students.
That's what it was. Three of them.
Yeah. In my high school, I don't even want to talk about it. Because it was in the 90s, and it was fucked up. I'll tell you off screen.
Well, they were probably ripping joints in between classes with their big hair.
Well, no, that's what we. So we. I was talking about this. I was talking about this in my stream.
And the tie dye.
My high school didn't have bathroom stall doors.
I'm sorry, what?
Yeah, the bathroom stalls had no doors.
Why?
I don't know. People were trying to stop people from smoking, or
so you were just shitting, and people could just walk by. And
like you,
they were just toilets.
There was several times. There was several times where, and it was like in the foyer, like in the middle of the thing. There was like Wheeling High School, 60090, 1997, graduates, me.
No,
how
no
old were you songs. In 1997?
Three.
How old were you in 1997?
Two. Six.
Boys, let me tell you something. I was already a man. You know what I mean?
I mean
the time you were.
It's kind of like you're hanging out with three-year-olds then, you know what I mean?
Right now, I'm hanging out with three-year-olds.
Yeah.
Dude, I would not, in high school, I would not have hung out with any of you.
Yeah, right.
Because you guys were three.
Yeah, right.
Maybe Will.
Yeah.
Six.
No, baby Will, who was.
Could have been a cool six-year-old.
Yeah,
mature.
Cool, super cool six-year-old. Talk about Pokemon and shit. Anyway, so we didn't have any school stall doors. But mostly because of the graffiti problem there. Mm. For some reason, Wheeling High School was popping. It's like the most popping suburb in Chicago for the best graffiti writers.
That seems self-nominated.
Thank you. It was. So when I tell people that we didn't have any stall doors, people were like feel weirded out. But if you talk about anybody on my high school, everything was like normal. And I'm not talking about just in the foyer. I'm talking about every single bathroom. And parents would obviously go there for parent-teacher conference, and they wouldn't say shit about it.
Well, see, that's weird because, like, when I go number one, I drop my pants all the way around my ankles.
At the urinal?
So, no. Like, urinals anywhere. So, like, I get really embarrassed at baseball, football games.
you serious or not? I can't
tell. Well, when it's really crowded, they all just see my butt cheeks.
Wait, do you really?
No.
Oh, my God. I'm going to tell you why I asked. It happened to me once in Mexico. I walked in, and some dude was like, was taking a pee, and he was literally ankle deep. I look over, and I see just two cheeks. I'm like, yo. I don't remember what I said, because I had to have been like 8 years old or
something. It's like the old dudes at the gym who just walk around naked and they put up their legs on top of the benches and in front of their older dudes.
Yeah.
Like, good work out there, you know?
Yeah.
And they're just that fucking happened.
We went. We went.
Dude.
Bro, we took a tour. Was
it Cowboys Fit? Or
it was Cowboys Fit, wasn't it?
Maybe. Or was it? No, this was back in Chicago.
In Illinois.
Yeah.
Bro, we took a tour. It was me, Will, and somebody, Mike and Embos, and we're walking around, and they're like, oh, so these are the facilities. They walk us into the locker rooms, and there's like two dudes just like walking around naked.
Huh? Slapping each other five?
No, they were just walking. Bro, this dude had a towel on his shoulder. And I'm like, yo, put it around your waist, dude. Like, ain't nobody trying to see. And it's not like it's not like you can like force yourself not to look, because then you look weird. You're like this.
Right? You look?
Well, yeah, we all looked, right?
You kind of got to look and just not make a big deal about it. Like, yeah.
I even went as far as to go like this.
I don't look.
No?
I just
purposely look away.
Turn away from it. So,
bro, you can't. Because I like, we'd be walking and be like, and all of a sudden you see something, you're like,
it's too late at that point.
That makes it worse if you don't look.
What's crazy is that.
Then he's alpha'd you.
Well, shit, consider me alpha.
Yeah.
Consider me a beta. Anyway, you guys had stalls in your doors in your stalls?
Yeah.
The worst thing is, like, you couldn't take a – so you had to go to one all the way on the left so people wouldn't come in and see you taking a shit.
Wow.
Yeah. That's why I've never – I don't –
even grosser.
That's why I don't do that in public. I go home or I go to the garage.
Scarred you?
I'm scarred, yeah.
Scarred.
Yeah. Thank God there was – literally, thank God that there was no phones back then. Cell phones.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. No Instagram. None
Did
of
they
that.
Have the like the Polaroid cameras? Like they come in and just like and they just have the fucking like you're so fucked.
Like, ooh, dude. He's like, I can't wait to post this on the bulletin at the entrance.
I want to make copies.
Yeah, I want to make copies of this, dude. No, you couldn't make copies.
Oh shit.
Could you?
You gotta take a bunch?
Bro. This is how old.
I don't know. We were three.
I don't know.
Do you know what a fax machine is?
We were
fax machine
ripping pictures. Sure.
Okay. Do you know what a fax machine is?
Yeah.
Do you know what a fax machine is?
I think so.
What do you think it is?
It's a number, and you send it to the machine, and then you can print out like pictures and shit, right? Or like messages.
What do you think?
It's like when you. Yeah. If I had a printout and I wanted to send it to you, I could put it in there and send you the printout.
Yeah. So it's like.
So it's basically like a copying machine, or not a copying machine, like a. It's like a printer that's set up to your phone.
Bro, me and Brandon.
Right.
Essentially. Me and Brandon walk to the apartment complex, and he's dialing this phone. He's like, yo, this is, like, it's not working. And I'm like, what do you mean? He's like, yeah, look, dial it. So I call it, and I'm like, it's a fax machine. He's like, well, no, look, I'm dialing this one. This is office. This is, what's fax? And I'm like,
oh my God.
It's a fax machine.
See, I wouldn't do
bro,
that.
Bro, that's crazy, though. Like, and I believe it. I wasn't even making fun of him because, like, I understand and I believe that he doesn't know what that is.
Yeah, probably not.
And then I started telling him and Matt what it was like in high school for me, or as kids, not growing up in a place where everybody has cell phones, or that what else were we talking about?
I don't know.
Because we couldn't find each other, right? Like the only way that you and your friends got to hang out.
Oh yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. And I'm like, man, it is good to have grown in that period of time where you didn't know what the internet was. It didn't exist and there was no cell phones.
Yeah.
And then learning about it as you're growing and then like experiencing technology and coming from a place like my daughter will never not know what technology is.
Yeah.
See, I think that probably our generation was good because like we started getting like phones started coming out like
eighth grade
in high school. Yeah. Like
grade.
High school. Yeah. Pretty much.
Remember like the Motorola Razr?
That was my black one. That was my
with
first
the three
phone.
Buttons in the front?
I had the burgundy red one. It was so sick.
I remember I got my Motorola Razr on my way to like baseball practice, and I was so hyped. I was in like sixth or seventh grade.
Dude, I had the envy
you
chocolate.
Got there, like, all right, Mom.
I was so hyped. I was like, yeah, I got a phone, and like it didn't like the functionality of it. It was nothing compared to.
Wait, if you call a fax machine though, what happens?
It goes dee 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 doo doo doo.
It makes a weird noise, I think.
Yeah, it's
like a dial-up sound or something.
Yeah. So essentially what it is, Seth, is like you go to a printer, you put this in the back, you type in a phone number, click send, it scans it, and then it prints it on the other side.
It's like a text.
It's like an email.
It's a physical email.
It's a physical email.
Okay, so I was close.
Yeah, very close.
Okay.
But it got me thinking, like, it is nuts to me that I grew up in an era in which I knew what it was to live without technology and what it was to live post-technology. I don't know if Maniac took his iPod that I bought him, but he went away for a little bit and he needed an iPod. And he couldn't use anything internet, so he wanted that. And I went, it's $259 for an 8 gigabyte iPod.
Damn.
$256. Who's buying that? I did.
An iPod?
An iPod.
Yeah,
songs
iPhone
only.
For the same price.
Yeah.
And you have way more that you can do with it.
I know.
Why would anyone buy an iPod?
Is it like a nostalgia thing?
No, he wasn't allowed to.
No, I mean, is that why it costs that much? Because
probably like a collector's item.
Yeah. Maybe.
Hopefully.
Wait,
it's
when
like
you 50? When you grew up, did you have like 12 tracks and 8 tracks?
No, we had cassettes.
Yeah, cassettes.
No, but I did grow up where there was VHS and Beta, like BETA.
We know how to spell Beta.
Yeah, yeah, but do you know what it is? It's like a bigger. I don't even know, but we did have VHS, and VHS was like all the rage.
Remember, like you get in someone's car, and they'd be like, "Yo, you want to hear some fire?" They get out a fucking giant CD book.
Yeah,
they'd be like, "One sec,
let
bro.
Me flip through this.
Let me get this fucking D12 shit." Like,
yeah. Well, I had that too.
D12.
Yeah,
I had that too, but for us growing up was like the cassettes and the Walkmans, right? Like there was like this like thin wire that held your things together, and you could barely hear music. You could hear just like anything, like everything around you. And I remember we were playing back the first time I ever fell in love with Bone Thugs and Harmony. There was a Walkman left at the gym, and then I grabbed it and I pressed play, and I'm like, oh shit, I've never heard of this, and it's a good rap. So I put it on. I walked with it because it was a Walkman.
You stole it?
No, it was left there. It was finders keepers sort of situation.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
I don't think that's how it works.
I feel that. He didn't come back later.
Anyway.
He
probably did. He probably did.
Shit, it's gone.
I was listening to it. Anyway, on the way to school next day on the bus, I'm listening to the thing, and I look at my boy Angel. I'm like, yo, listen to this shit. He's like, motherfucker. He was like, what? I'm like, you stole this shit from me. I'm like, that's yours? He's like, yeah. I'm like, you can have it back. But no, it's like, you left it there. It's
fine.
It's a free-for-all. And I'm like, yo, what is that? And then he's like, yo, that's bone. And I'm like, oh, shit, that's so dope.
That's bone.
Anyway, let's get on with the podcast. I remember the first podcast I ever listened to was the Lost podcast.
And TV
it was
show?
Yeah, and it was so informative. And it made my day that much easier. So I said, it would be so cool to be that guy that like a random stranger is listening to. And then I ended up doing my own podcast and winning an award. Look at that. It just reminded me of the nostalgia behind
it.
Yeah,
reminding everyone. Weird. Weird flex.
Reminding everyone.
It wasn't to remind himself. Oh, yes, I wanted to do podcasts, so I did. And I won an award doing it.
It's over there.
Alongside the other awards that I received. Okay, here we go.
Our trophies.
Comment from last week's podcast.
Did he win?
KIDS. You guys using kids using kids KIDS?
KDs?
KDs, bro.
No, it's KIDS.
Oh.
And he makes sure that he spelled KIDS.
I think that's supposed to be a slash.
You guys using.
Because if he's referring to us as kids, we're all. Most of us are grown adults.
I'm 26.
What's KIDS?
I'm 25 Roddy? Years old.
Why is it abbreviated?
The username. Oh, the username is
Kids. I wouldn't label myself as a kid anymore.
Did you ever see the movie Kids?
I think
I've
so.
Heard Kids by Mac Miller. We just
yeah, well, he based it off of this
kid.
Movie.
I think so. Who's in it?
Rosario Dawson is like the only one that went on.
Me at all.
Oh, no, several people. Anyway. Yeah. All right, so you guys using the GME or AMC stocks? Are you
no.
in the stock market?
No, and actually, I mean, not to be pessimistic, but I was waiting for the people to finally start tweeting out like, oh shit, I stayed in too long, and I finally started seeing some of those this morning.
Were you smiling the way you're smiling right now?
No, I just, I just am glad that I didn't get in. That's why I'm smiling.
I know
because
myself.
It was such a craze. It was so hard. It was like temptation to get in, but like everyone, not everyone, but most people know like they were gambling. Doing that.
Yeah, it was straight gambling.
There was no other way it was going to end.
And I am not a gambler at all. So, like, I didn't get in. I probably would have lost. If I got in, I probably would have lost money.
The thing is, it's okay for, like, us to lose money because, or, like, any of the celebrities or influencers who were tweeting it out. But most of the people that lost could not afford to lose that money. So it's a little disheartening to see how many people in our community, because they're playing literally Russian roulette, not with their money. Like if somebody who's rich loses $5,000, like who gives a fuck? But most of the people following who I had a bunch of people sign up for Green Wall Street.
Yeah. They put
some
like,
of them lost like a lot of money. One guy messaged me this morning, he lost like $8,000 that he could not afford to lose. So,
that's crazy.
Yeah.
What did you tell him?
What can you
say?
Tell somebody. I mean, I just apologize that he fell for it. But sort of thing is not like,
I texted my guy and I said, I'm like, what's up? Robinhood don't work? What should I use? And he says, LOL, don't buy that shit. His name is Big Willie Johnson.
That was me.
I thought you were talking about the other guy.
No. What did your guy tell you when you told him about
it? He said, I would have rather you went to the blackjack table and threw 100 on black.
What did your other guy tell you?
I have one guy. Well, I have one guy that I speak to. The other guy does his own thing.
Uh-huh. And you didn't hit him up and be like, yo, are you getting in this? Or
I don't really have a direct line of contact with him.
Yeah, I saw it, and I would have done it just the same way that I did the Pokemon stuff,
right?
Just to do it, just to see what's up.
But everyone was tweeting
Bose apparently is in Dodge big in Doge.
I tried to talk some sense into him.
He says he's got a few hundred thousand coins. You try to talk him out of it?
Yeah, but I think it's up. It's up. So.
How long do you think he should stay in?
That just reminded me of gambling. Just seeing his reaction right there. It was like we just bumped into him at a casino, and he was like, I'm up right now.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
The thing is, a lot of people, when shit like that happens, a lot of people ask me, like, what should I do? How long? Most of the time, like 99% of the time, I don't know what the fuck a stock is going to do, especially in these situations. Like, the difference between trading stocks and doing it for a living and, like, what this is, it's like two totally separate worlds. Mm-hmm. So as much as I want to get on Twitter and be like, don't do this, don't do that, I just fucking stay out of it.
Fuck it.
Do what you want, it's your money.
I mean, I've lost already investing once. And people always say it's good to get rocked in the face once so you know.
Right.
And I lost money in something. I'm not going to say what, but I lost money in something.
Wang Chang?
Why expose? I just said I'm not going to say what. And just goes and exposes it.
That's how most people learn, though.
You could have said no.
No, not that one. The other one.
Well, what am I? I'm not going to lie. Yeah. I mean, you put me on the spot. What am I? No. Yes, it was Wang Chain. Which still has
potential.
It has long-term potential still. I've been reading up a lot about it. So I'm just holding. Okay. Hoping it goes back up, and
that's part of the process.
Regained some of my investment. I mean, I didn't lose all of it. I lost like 66% of my original investment.
Jesus.
But now I know not to take risks like that. You know? So it sucks for people that like thought this was the big thing and their scheme to get rich fast.
Yeah.
And they threw all their money at it and lost. Mm-hmm. But a lot of people knew that it was coming.
Yeah.
But if you're uninformed and you're just following influencers who are trying to push their own narratives, buy this.
Yeah.
Buy this so I can make money, you know? Right. Like that's what a lot of people were doing.
That's what it seemed like people were doing.
How much do you think Elon has in Bitcoin? Cuz there's nothing in his profile name or anything. It just says Bitcoin.
Yeah.
Wait, do you see,
starting this morning, he's taking a Twitter hiatus after a week of pumping fucking GameStop and Bitcoin, everything that's crashing now. This morning, he's stepping away from Twitter.
Just for a little bit, just to see how it feels?
Yeah.
I guess. See, then that's like...
He's probably got so much
It's
Bitcoin.
Messed up, but a lot of people...
Super messed up.
He's like, I'm even more richer than fucking Bezos now. He called him. He's like, yo, did you get in on GME, dude? He's like, I did.
That's the thing, too, is a lot of people thought they were sticking it to hedge fund. Like, I get the movement, and a lot of people felt left behind. But the thing is, sure, you may have blown up one short-focused hedge fund, but there were just as many, if not more... players in Wall Street who were long GameStop and using that as a situation to make money. So net-net, Wall Street did not lose.
And
the people that lost were the ones that
couldn't afford to lose. And it's making other stocks plummet too. Because what's happening is that the banks that are covering this thing now have to collect on something. And they don't obviously have the money to, a lot of them don't have the money to, pay the dues that are there. So they have to sell good stock, making that stock, have consequences too.
I've always said that's the one thing that I'd like to learn that I don't know yet.
Same.
Trading.
Same. Because I'll be hitting you up in the next couple of years for sure.
The thing I would like to explain
next
it to people.
Years. Yeah, next couple of years.
Like people ask me about it, but it's like,
I mean, after when, gaming, when I have time, do it, yeah, you can't do it when you're gaming because the market's open.
There's no chance.
When's the market?
That's
open
the thing is like it would take so much time and focus away from what you guys do. 100%. Like the people who are good at it and do it for a living. They're fucking, I mean, you guys,
it's all they
I'm
do.
Fucking obsessed with it. Like, yeah. And you have to be upset. Just like you guys are with COD, people are like that with trading. So when people ask me, I'm like, I'll teach you, but are you ready? Like, you don't want to trade for 15 hours a day for like 2 years. Like, there's no way you want to do
that. Is that what it takes?
Oh, of course. Yeah.
That's crazy.
So, it takes that much?
Oh, yeah. It takes a long time because you have to learn stuff like that. That's how a lot of people get started. They'll just start gambling and then they'll lose and be like, oh, shit. Now,
maybe I need to
now
learn.
I'm interested. Now let me start learning, and that starts mm-hmm. the path that takes like
yeah,
long time.
The meme stocks, Robinhood betting stocks for volatility. Obviously, like this podcast is like about a week too late in talking about this thing because of like all the repercussions. But now you're seeing the amount of people that are suing this thing.
Oh yeah,
is it as big of an inside job as it looked?
I don't think so. Like I don't pretend to know Robinhood's business model, but it wasn't like it wasn't just Robinhood.
They said you can't trade anymore.
Yeah, that those stocks
you couldn't buy on certain mornings. It's because they think it's because like. Robinhood sells a lot of their order flow to Citadel, and Citadel was the hedge fund that was losing, so they're like, oh, let's help Citadel. Mm-hmm. Maybe there was like a small sliver of that, but Robinhood was not the only broker that stopped trading. There was a bunch, like Interactive Brokers, Webull, there was a ton. It has something to do with like settlement periods, and you know, anytime somebody places a trade, you know, it takes like 2 days for it to settle, and the clearing houses and people that actually make the trades work and, you know, clear from one person to another, they require like deposits and a lot of money. So there's a whole complicated, it's called like the plumbing system of Wall Street, and it's fucking very complicated. And I'm sure most of it was a liquidity issue, and Robinhood didn't want their fucking firm to like die. Mm. They've raised like $3 billion, I think, in capital. So there was a serious problem. It was not like, oh, I'm buddies with this guy. Let me stop people from buying. It was not that. So.
That's crazy.
But that's what everyone thinks it is.
That's what everybody thinks it is.
For those who...
And the internet mob is not very nice.
Yes.
It's not in your favor.
Yeah.
Right.
That's nuts.
They get rowdy. If one person's like them...
That's why I didn't say shit. I was like, if you're a trader, this is great because you know what to do. If you're not, then know the risks.
Did you make money?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
He said, oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's, I know. I feel like you cash.
I mean, people that actually trade.
It's
like
God champs.
That's literally.
You just won champs like a week
just
ago?
Just won champs.
Old champs, yeah.
Shit. Oh, shit. We're getting a little inside.
People that trade know what to do in those situations. That stuff actually happens all the time. Like stocks mm-hmm. that go crazy amounts, you just don't hear about it
in
the media. So, yeah, it's good
that's
week.
That's insane. Well, that's nice. I'm happy that somebody close to us is doing it. Because otherwise, like, I wouldn't know as much as I know about it just because.
I wouldn't either if it wasn't. I mean, you remember the weed shit. It was the same shit. Just seven years later, 8 years later. I had just am fortunate to have already seen that happen like 9-10 times. I know the movie and how it ends. So
you just applied it.
Yep. Reapplied it.
Jesus. Man. Pokemon cards. You played a lot of Pokemon. You played a lot of Pokemon Go. Did you guys play it? Collect
Don't say
it?
He played Pokemon. This he guy did not play Pokemon.
No, he did.
No, I watched him play Pokemon.
I played Pokemon.
He played Pokemon Go when his girl was into it, and he played minimally. Don't say he played Pokemon Go.
Minimally.
He doesn't know shit about Pokemon.
Bro, he made me walk once from to a back of a McAllister.
Dugtrio.
That's nothing.
Dugtrio, fucking what? Caterpie.
Fucking Pokemon.
Raticate.
Machamp.
He never experienced Pokemon
Geodude.
Blue. Pokemon Red on a Game Boy.
Did you?
Yeah, fuck yeah.
And you actually like you have more unlocked on your Pokemon Go than he does?
Oh fuck yeah!
Oh yeah!
What the fuck? This Our accounts aren't even comparable.
No,
he's got nothing. He has nothing.
I only played for like a month.
I played it for a while.
Yeah, you went
he
pro.
He still plays.
I could probably be a pro.
Yeah,
that's he's got nothing.
No,
he's got like one Squirtle and like that's it. I was
how
like,
many
what the
do
fuck?
You have?
I don't even own Squirtles anymore. They're all Blastoises. They're all pumped the fuck up.
Yeah. Anyway, so growing up, you guys,
I was super into
have
Pokemon.
any cards?
My brother did. My brother did. I don't know if he has them still, but I remember my
Wait,
brother.
Wait, your brother,
like,
the handsome, books. Super popular, super athlete?
I mean, yeah. When he was a kid, the trading cards was a lot more during his time period than
that is true.
So he like had he cards. Had Pokemon. I think I got into Yu-Gi-Oh a little bit.
I did too.
Yu-Gi-Oh trading cards.
You think Yu-Gi-Oh is going next, or you don't think?
No,
No. I got into Magic the Gathering when I was like,
whoa, whoa, whoa. That's
13.
Where I draw the line. Yeah. I did not get into Magic.
That's I played Chutes and Ladders.
I mean, I was 13. I just thought it was cool.
Yeah. There were some weird ones back then. You remember like Beyblade? You guys know what I'm talking about? Beyblade?
Yeah, Beyblade.
Like, let it rip.
Let it rip.
You have these little fucking toys. These little twisty tops.
They just go into the arena and they just
tops.
Spin and hit each other. And
yeah.
No.
Or Digimon. Digimon was a flop. You guys know what I'm talking about?
No.
Digimon this is the did same. Flop.
Oh, did it flopped.
It flopped.
No.
It flopped. Digimon was horrible.
I don't remember a single Digimon.
Yeah. Digimon was horrible. It was horrible.
Yeah,
like,
I never.
Just like a different world from Pokemon?
Yeah. Where like you have this thing from like fucking birth and you like you grow it up. You only have like one thing.
Damn. They did like spin-offs, so obviously. I mean, they were trying to make their money.
What I was thinking of that is like think about the amount of kids that grew up doing that and think about the amount of. I mean, think about the amount of people that got into it and grew up to a lot of them being super, super successful. I think it was Logic that bought like a $400,000 card or something, a Charizard. And I'm like, okay, that dude grew up as a massive fan of Pokemon. Mm-hmm. And then now that he can afford the Pokemon, like he went out and got it. So like it's as nerdy as it is. And we play video games obviously for a living. So I don't think it gets nerdier than that.
Yeah.
What?
It's not nerdy. It's cool.
It's cool. Now obviously.
It's cool. Nowadays, it's cool as hell.
Yeah, yeah. It's video games before it was cool. You guys were in. Anyway, long story short, I got convinced by my friend Hitch, who's sitting over there, to buy into what are they called? Break boxes?
Yeah, like just box sets and like booster boxes, shit like that.
Yeah, and I was thinking about it. Since I did it, I started thinking about the cards and I think I have cards when I was in high school from basketball, right? I have a bunch of Jordans, et cetera. And I'm thinking, I'm like, man, it's been almost 30 years, and they're still around. And if you go back even further, like, this thing is never going away. What is going to go away, though, is the boxes. Because as many first edition base sets or whatever there are, like, there's not going to be some
in
the future.
Which drives demand.
Which drives demand, yeah.
It's like... It's a ticking time.
Because they're not
going to
reprint
them.
Yeah, but wouldn't the prices just go up on the boxes then?
Yeah.
Yeah, so why wouldn't you just buy a box and just hold on to it?
I am.
This sounds like GameStop, but with Pokemon cards.
It's gambling as well. Because you buy, like, Hector bought into a break and he bought two breaks?
So I bought two breaks now. But at the time, so Clayster went out and bought a box of first edition base set. I don't know how to fucking say it.
It was like a Team Rocket thing.
Team Rocket something.
Okay.
And Hitch like added me in it because I was asking him about that earlier. And he's like, if you buy one packet for $900, there's opportunities in there for you to get a card.
And
that's
Hector
worth.
Obviously won. Like he got like one of the best cards of the whole
break. You got like a really good card. Yeah. As long as it's a PSA 10, that's like the most important thing. You can get like a really rare card. PSA 10 means it's in perfect condition, right?
Oh shit!
And that it takes the price from like fucking 10,000. The
how much
PSA 9 is like 200.
To get it graded as well. That's a question.
An expedited one is $250, but you can send it in and take like a couple of months for $90.
I didn't know it was that expensive.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, like that costs
$90
right
is expensive
to send it in, and
but you can do multiple cards at once, though, no?
I think it's per card. I don't know.
No
I'm new
way.
To this.
No way.
I see
people sending like boxes of fucking cards.
I mean, maybe they know they have the overhead. They just.
But are these good, brand guess, new cards or are they old cards?
They're old
that
cards
have?
That have never been opened yet.
They've just been
holding onto the boxes. Okay. That's why they're so expensive now.
Yeah. If we added another microphone, like Hitch could explain it a little bit better. But it anyway. Long story short,
it's not hard to.
Long story short,
the cards are old. There's not. They don't make.
There's also
cards
nostalgia
anymore.
With
yeah,
it, like you know what I'm saying. Like our generation now is like you know.
Yeah.
It's there's very nostalgic.
But you got purposes. A good one. What'd you unbox?
It is. What is it?
It's a Dark Magneton.
It's a Dark Magneton.
Oh, I thought he got blasters.
No.
Dark blasters.
Let me take it out of the pack and the sleeve, so you can really see it.
Oh yeah, I actually do want to see it because I haven't really seen like crazy cards in real life. I'm gonna
careful with
so like that card. That card's like not very crazy. Like a Dark Charizard's like what you wanted. Out of that pack, or like a Dark Blastoise,
but
like
Hitch got it because
but it's just the
wait,
pattern.
Didn't Hitch get it?
But not a holo.
Oh,
I just learned that.
Like the card can be rare just because of the pattern it has. Like it has. See in the top right of it, it's like a swirl.
Yep.
Like that shit's like really rare. Like that shit'll make the card be like some. Okay. Like you know what I'm saying?
So not all
out.
Of them have that.
Yeah,
same
exactly,
type of,
exactly. So you look for like the painting. You
what
want
about
to see,
like the
centering.
Actual abilities? Is that
no? That shit doesn't matter. But like the centering of the thing because it's all a different designer and shit.
And that right there is worth.
$6,500 if it's PSA 10.
That shit is dope.
Right. So Clay's selling it for $900 Or if you buy two, he'll give you $50 off. I couldn't pass off $50.
$6,500.
If it's in PSA 10, which I think it is. I think that's a PSA 10.
Everybody that's seen it up close has said the same thing.
That's so crazy.
Oh, so you don't know. It doesn't say on there if it's PSA 10.
That card is $7,000.
Getting it graded is what, like.
Get that thing away from me.
It's so bizarre to me that a card, and there's cards worth, you know, multiples.
Dude, I could get two pairs of Piet Paras Air Max ones. You know what I mean?
We get $3,500 each. A massive shoe collection. Weird. Guess what I'm wearing?
What?
My Nike Runner Boost 6.
Nice, dude. Wait, those are whales, too.
Are these yours?
What are they?
I think I stole these from you, too.
I don't think I've ever owned those. No.
I had some
black roaches.
I'm pretty sure those are yours.
Maybe.
Get jumped. Get jumped. How do you feel that I stole your...
My sweatpants? I'm real upset about that.
Yeah, I stole the sweatpants.
Is this just now?
They're the only thing that fits me.
So a week ago...
My big ass.
Hitch just sent me this. Mickey Mantle baseball card shatters record and sells for $5.2 million.
That's what I was saying. What type of cards, because of this Pokemon thing, are people not on?
The 1952 Topps Mickey Mantle PSA 9, okay?
Yeah.
It's a grading system that ranges from 1 to 10. PSA, okay. Took the record from one of one Mike Trout rookie card that sold for $3.94 million in August. It's believed that there are only six PSA 9s of that Mantle card still in existence. Rob Goh, the actor, anyway...
$5 million.
I think that is the rarest card in the world for the Mickey Mantle.
For Mickey Mantle. So obviously you have this, right? Like this is what esports is to traditional sports. Same thing, right? This is the video game version of sports cards.
Pretty much.
Yeah. And people who grew up playing, I mean, think about the generations now that have been growing up for the last decade that have been watching video game players, streamers, influencers, whatever. Like, this is what's going to be valuable to them, not the LeBrons or the Garnets or whatever.
Yeah.
So that's why when I say this and when I started looking at it, I'm like, there's no chance that this ever goes away. Like, it's been around for so long.
Well, until the cards are gone.
Exactly. Well, that's where...
And then...
Yeah.
That's over.
That's where it is.
And then it's just going to be a market of people buying and selling cards.
I have a lot of stuff up there from the 90s. I got like 2001 shits from, or 2011 stuff from Call of Duty. I collect my stuff. So for me to get this and just put it away forever, like I got all the patience.
What's your most valuable collectible, you think?
I'd probably say like that Optic Formal.
Good looks.
that Optic Formal figurine. I don't know. It depends, right? To me, the most valuable stuff will probably be in one of those two boxes, and I'll probably have to go with the Obey figurine that's in that box. That's for me. Because, I mean, it all depends. Like, what's your favorite thing? Like, those cans, the Mountain Dew cans with all your faces? Like, that's one of one. Like,
fuck?
Yeah.
How about that newspaper over there? Wu-Tang declares war.
Those are ours, by the way. Those are ours.
Yeah, those are, yeah. But I'm keeping them.
We will reclaim them.
Yeah, yeah, at one point. But it's the same thing that I told Nate-Chat. Look, Nate-Chat is, like, the most careless dude when it comes to stuff like this.
Oh, shit, you're not in that.
I'm not even on that. That's why I was like, what? What are you talking about?
You're not even on him. TJ Halley got a can.
Dude. I 3-0'd that dog shit team. That's what I played.
Dude.
Bad too.
Yeah.
They got a can.
Nice cans.
Oh, damn, dude. I forgot.
I don't know. I couldn't tell you. I don't know. The Mixwell Call of Duty Razor Mouse, that's valuable. That's what he won E-League with for us. That's one of eight llamas up there. Those are my original Air Force X1 Turtle Beaches. Like, that's
pretty dope.
That's what I started playing Call of Duty
that's
with.
Nuts. That's old.
Yeah, I would probably have to say the Aesop Rock first and second CDs. He's my favorite rapper of all time. So, like, those are the first ones. I got a full, I mean, dude, I got, so anyway, back to this, like, I'm good at collecting. I'm good at saving stuff.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, where is your first gold medal?
Pennsylvania.
Where's yours?
It's actually, you know what's crazy?
I have one here.
Is I lost it. Or I didn't lose it, but I didn't know where it was for a long time. My mom made me a birthday present, like my most recent birthday, and she came in and it was like this fucking like frame with the medal and like a bunch of shit in it. I was like, what the fuck?
That's dope as hell. Where's your second one?
In my theater.
Oh, it is hung up?
No, it's just sitting on top of one of the speakers.
This is
right. It is.
And the chain
is.
Isn't even attached.
It Bro, is. That's exactly what I mean though. Like, I would take more care of that than you do.
I know
so
where
when
it's at.
Yeah. But like Nature, right? I told him I'm never gonna give you your gold medal until you buy a house because I know how you are and I know that that's not gonna affect your way of thinking.
Just
about
get thrown this. In a corner, maybe forgotten about.
I held his 2011 trophy from COT Champs for the longest time, and he finally got it in his office. Right, like I knew that he was gonna lose it. He's moved how many times? He's lost a bunch of dope shit.
Yeah,
where I take good care of the stuff. Anyway, moving on. So anyway, I'm buying a box. Are you gonna buy one? Are you gonna buy a pack? It's $1,000. Yes,
I'm buying a pack. Maybe two.
Okay.
I'm also good.
Like if I was really into Pokemon, obviously I would do it.
You really into making money? Are you into buying something for 100 and selling it for 2?
It's not guaranteed.
It's what it is for a living.
Sell it
I mean,
at 200 and buy it at 100.
It's not guaranteed.
Isn't that what he just said, but backwards?
You could buy it for 1,000 and not get diddly.
Yeah.
What did Will just say?
Especially with that attitude, Will. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
What
did
we say?
Not a Pokemon.
We were watching this live. We were watching this live, and what did we say? Is that we're getting something dope.
Oh, yeah.
And then you did it.
And we did. We put it out.
We manifested it.
Yeah, we manifested it. You and the way that he unboxed it, too, he's like, all right, we're not going to see it. It's like you're playing 21, right? You're playing a hand of blackjack, and it's that.
You double down, and like, you want to see it? You're like, no, I don't.
I don't want to see it. You know what I mean? And then they flip it.
What if we just go play blackjack? That sounds fun.
Yeah,
it's the same shit. We can.
I like this better because it lasts longer.
And it's cooler.
Like the feeling right now, like in blackjack, they'll pay you right away, and you won, like, okay, you won. However amount. It could be 100, it could be 2,000. Okay.
You can hold on to that.
This, I'm still like hype about the fact that I have, you know what I'm saying? Like, Jude's like, don't fucking sell it.
Really?
Yeah.
Come yeah, on. Don't. I mean, it'll go up in value.
Yeah, but I mean, I could roll that into some
Kit Paras
that are also going to be good.
I would say yeah, but I mean, I'm not really too attached to a Magneton. Like, if it was a Charizard, I would say hold on to it.
Yeah.
But it's a Magneton.
I'll get a...
But it's a cool Magneton.
I am going to have in the next break that I do, because I just bought 3 more with some other dude, I'm going to get a black holo Charizard. Is that a thing?
Like a shiny one?
The dark Charizard?
Yeah, dark Charizard. There you go.
You're talking about the black Charizard.
The black Charizard.
That means it's shiny.
He's charred and it's shiny.
He's shiny.
That's the most expensive.
That's a term.
Card?
No. The most expensive card, I believe, is a first edition base set Charizard. Davis. What's the most expensive Pokemon card?
Most expensive Pokemon card.
Not the Illustrated Pikachu. What?
Not the Illustrated Pikachu.
Charizard.
Like the first
edition base set? Yeah, that's what I was saying too. Yeah.
That's
what I think it is.
I'm going to have one of those. I don't know how I'm gonna roll this into one of those.
Bro, I'd be fucking so hyped if you got that.
Where would we put it? Like right up there,
dude.
Shit. It melts
right there under the hex quarters, in between that wiring case.
Oh, because I'm gonna get one of those before I get a million gold plaque. Million.
That'd be crazy.
That's messed up.
No, you got that.
You know, there's a bunch of stuff. What are we at? How much time are we rolling? Okay, so. We had a couple of questions from the fans that watched the podcast. Thank you to those who submitted questions. I'm going to ask them right now, and then we're going to go into the whole stuff that's been happening with just shit that's happened. Okay. Do you think that kids should be – I'm sorry. Do you think that KDs – because it says kids here. Do you think that KDs should be compared based on roles or not?
Yeah.
I mean, I guess.
They're different positions.
I say yes.
They're different positions. Because
I'm the bomb planner, okay?
Okay, and that's not a position.
Yes, it is.
No, it's
objective?
Not.
I'm the OBJ. How am I not a position, Seth? Who plants the bomb for you, guys?
Depends on the round.
Yeah, it depends.
Sometimes I'll take it. What?
The person that can't shoot as straight as the others usually take it. That's
no,
why I take it.
I need to be let loose in search. And I think that everyone's seen that.
To answer your question, though, I mean, obviously KD should be switched by role. Like, me and him should be comparable in our KDs.
Right.
He has
like,
an XM4.
No one's playing for KDs. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
I have an AK-74U. He's got an XM4. Think shoots
faster.
Wait,
so his role just ARs versus SMGs? Or are you talking about?
Yeah,
like,
I think it's
just ARs versus SMGs.
Yeah,
okay. It shouldn't be. ARs and SMGs should not be in the same.
So you're saying the cards that are ranking you 98, and it had the. You're right. It did have aggressiveness in there.
Yeah. Like, that's
an AR, right.
But like if it was something else, like patience,
yeah.
like an AR should have, I'd be a 99.
Not at zero.
I'd have negative
aggressiveness.
Oh,
in my categories.
You might be in the negatives.
I'd be in the negatives.
You might.
Yeah.
I would have like five patience.
Five. All right. So yes, the answer is yes. People should be based, but nobody at this level of game, Okay, you're right. There are some players that are playing for KD. You're right. And we've seen that most recently in a game of S&D that could have easily been won, but somebody wanted to get a kill instead.
Oh, yeah.
We won't say who. But anyway, Demon Budgie, Carter Schrader is the one that asked that one. Demon Budgie says, do you think that people are getting too soft Call of Duty, constantly pushing to be kind to be the greatest part about God? He's talking shit between S&D routes. Use a comma, dude. He's basically saying, do you think that people are getting soft in Call of Duty because constantly pushing to be kind? But to me, the greatest part about COD is talking shit between S&D routes.
Who's pushing to be kind?
Yeah, well, I'm sorry, what? Like, who's...
He's saying people are...
The general public or
talking
pros?
Talking shit less pros to each other?
Is it pros? Is that what he's asking?
I don't know.
We haven't played on land.
If you're speaking of pros, I mean, I feel like we've all known each other for so fucking long now. Like, no one should get that butter. It's like the video that we put out, you know, a couple weeks ago, like... I mean, like, if you know me and Seth for a long time, we've known, you know what I'm saying? We've all been in this shit for so long. Like, if you're getting that hurt, then you're just soft.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because we've all shot shit at each other. It's been so long. Like, everyone's talked shit to each other at one point or another and meant it. You know what I'm saying? Now it's just like, we've known each other for so long. We know we're going to play again, like, against each other. Like, even if we lose champs last year,
yeah.
I mean, we're going to play champs next year too. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's just a cycle. Like, we're just going to keep playing each other over and over again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if you're just getting tight over random comments and you're just soft as a person.
This dude likes to talk shit in between S&D rounds.
I mean, I don't know how. I mean, I wish we could do that. That'd be fucking hilarious. Right.
Stand up. Well,
oh, I guess you do.
Stand up. You're up 1-0. You fucking suck.
Like this?
You go up 2-0. You suck even more.
What do you say?
You go. We did talk shit at champs in between on Crusher.
Oh, yeah.
Remember? We were up like 4-1.
We were super good.
Fucking joking.
We didn't say a single word until we were up 2-0 in the second best of five.
Yeah.
Because like at that point, like, because I didn't want to say anything after the first one because I was like, we could still lose this shit. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But then we were up 2-0 in the second best of five. I was like, this shit's fucking point. Over. Then I was like, oh, shit. we all of us are standing up screaming. You're like, you guys fucking suck.
Yeah, that was good.
Thank God we didn't joke that. That would have been so bad.
Oh, that would have been horrible.
Yeah.
Get reverse swept.
Bro, that is the worst. That's the epitome of GB kids. We stomped on some GB kids yesterday, and they started shooting on the next game. It doesn't matter. It's neither here or there. Yeah, anyway, those
about GB kids shooting his body. Like.
Yeah, I do. I get
soft
tight.
Soft ass motherfucker.
Yeah, I get tight.
They were getting had too.
I'm soft nasty. Ass motherfucker. Towards the end of the week, I get nastier.
He has moments.
I do have my moments. If these could keep up with this, I'd stop. I'd start myself.
I believe you.
I don't know who I would sit out of all of you though. You know what I mean?
What do you mean?
You know what I'm saying.
I know what you're saying. I was feeling on my wrist. I think I got tendonitis in my shit. Watching you. Yeah. No, I think it's from a lot of golf, though. Like, you ever squeeze your fist and you feel like a knot, like, bubble up in the...
No.
And none of that?
No.
Okay. Yeah, it's probably something fucked up. You got something. I've been to the driving range, like, every day for, like, 10
But I guess
days.
That...
Could just be, you know, you're conditioned. It's your muscles getting stronger.
Oh, that's possible.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's go with that.
It could be a thing.
It's getting broken down. It's going to come back strong.
Like so, that. Yesterday...
Yeah, let's go with that.
Yesterday, something happened, and I guess this happens in esports a lot, too. But it started in games. What I don't like about esports is that there's a lot of people out there who spectate, and they said, why are people booing the competitors? You know, like, why are people booing them when they come out? It's like, well, that happens in sports every single day when the opposing team comes out. He's like, yeah, but it's a mutual grounds thing. Well, yeah, but the fans are going to support who they support.
They're going to choose someone, yeah.
Anyway, last night, Courtside Karen. Have you heard of that?
No.
Have you heard of Courtside Karen?
I saw it this morning.
LeBron got into some words with some dude.
Mm. Allegedly. There's not even any proof.
Right.
Like, she could be fabricating
the whole
thing.
There wasn't a video?
No.
Oh.
Well, there was a video of her getting kicked out.
But there wasn't a video,
of her POV.
I find it hard to believe that there wasn't a video of LeBron and her talking. If there was something, you know what I'm saying?
No, someone recorded that. What ended up?
She could have said some dumb shit, and then just made up a story.
Mm. Yeah,
like, you know, it's like.
Well, she got her and her husband got kicked out.
So she was talking shit to LeBron. LeBron says some shit back.
I think LeBron was talking shit to her husband. And then she like stepped in.
No, no, no. But think about what you just said. LeBron was talking shit to her husband.
I think I don't really know.
Think about what it would take for a professional basketball player. To
actually say something,
be like,
yeah,
you, your shoes are garbage. What the fuck are you wearing? Mm. You're like, get the fuck off my
court. The guy said some shit.
The dude said something to LeBron.
He did for sure. Yeah.
Right?
You think about
and then LeBron fucking looked at him and says like, "It's like you pay to see me play.
You watching me?
You watching me? Look at my bank account. You know that's LeBron saying.
Yeah.
So then the wife stands up for LeBron and starts calling him a pussy ass bitch. Or
wait, send it for LeBron or for her husband?
No, for her husband.
Okay. I was like, send it for LeBron. She turns to her husband. She's like, you fucking bitch.
Greg.
And essentially, like, they ended
love
up.
You, LeBron.
They ended up getting kicked out, and she made like this massive fuzz about it. If a player is telling you to get kicked out, like if there's incident, you should get kicked out. Mm-hmm. Because if they're drinking on quarter one, on the first quarter, they're only going to get drunker as the game progresses. Yeah. And it's only going to get more egregious. It's only going to get more egregious. And I'm not just going to sit there. Like, what if somebody throws something at me? I'm not going to fucking just sit there and take it. Mm-hmm. Court.
You go Ron Artest on them?
I would. See, like, even that, right? Even that. Like, if there's a fan that's trying to fight me, a super athlete, and I got size on him, zero chance that I'm going to let anybody try to step up to me like that. I'm like, okay, I'm feeling threatened by you. I'm here to do my job. You're just here to spectate me doing my job. Bing. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And it would have been justified. Okay, courtside Karen, here is the video for you to look at. And
wait, is Ron Artest the same guy as Meta World Peace?
Yes.
Okay, so I haven't seen that video.
It was a
him just started fighting a fan, right? Yeah. He was on the Lakers? Yeah. He started swinging on someone?
Somebody. Some dude walked up to him, a little short, chubby guy.
And like, he just started swinging on him, right? Yeah, he started kicking his ass?
Yeah.
See, like, I don't believe that.
That was cap.
That's what I'm saying. Like, even the way she tells it, I don't believe a word she said.
That was the most cap I've ever seen in my life. What the fuck?
Bro, it was, I don't know, it was
there needs to be some kind of video evidence of those two talking.
Yeah.
There is a video of her courtside. I didn't watch it all. I don't know.
No, there is. And she,
but, yeah. I mean, again, if they're not talking and, like, look like they're, you know.
Getting into it?
Yeah, roasting each other, then it's like, how can you believe that?
LeBron said, it's like, I'm having this disagreement with this dude, and it's just, like, the relationship of a player and a heckler, right?
Yeah.
And I'm having, and all of a sudden, this other person steps in, and turns it into something that wasn't. And it could have been just that, right? It could have been LeBron feeding into that player-heckler relationship just because it's, you know, part of the fun or whatever. They don't have any fans in the stands. They don't have any, you know, so that relationship.
Oh, that's even worse. There's nobody there.
Yeah.
So you can, like, really hear. This guy probably said something stupid.
You know who's the worst heckler in the world? My brother. I hate going to play. I hate going to events with him. He'll talk shit to everyone. And I'm just like, dude, shut the fuck up.
Like players on the court?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, he'd be like, oh, he's like, oh my God, nice pants, dude. And I'll be like, yo, shut up, man. You're embarrassing me. He's like, just like, fucking move then. I'm like, I'm not. I bought the seats. I'm going to buy the seats now. Anyway, I don't know. I just, that I think is being blown out of proportion because of social media and her going crazy on social media.
For sure.
I don't know. But until I see the video, I'm not going to pass judgment on either side.
Yeah.
You know, because the guy could have said, good game, LeBron, and it rhymes with something else. And then don't think about it. Don't think about it. Let's just move on.
I thought of a good one. Whatever.
Yeah. He wasn't. Yeah, that's it. YouTube comments. We read them all. Any closing comments for this episode? If somebody yelled at you at an event,
I used to get all the time at Halo events. There were a lot of Halo hecklers.
Yeah,
they'd stand behind you on Peter Station.
Dude, I remember after we got reverse swept in Atlanta, some guy was backstage and he said, "Long flight home," and I was like, "It's literally a 2-hour flight." Like,
really? Who said that? Why don't you tell me?
Just some random guy, and I was in the middle of dapping up Temper and Banks. Like, good games, congrats to you guys. Yeah. Like, I'm winning. And then some random dude, like, walked past us and was like, long flight home.
Wait, I think I remember that.
Yeah, and I was like, what the fuck? I was like, what's your deal?
It's like one of, like, the FaZe dudes, not too well known, like FaZe, like, Trixie or some shit.
Yeah, it could have been, but he was backstage, so I was like, maybe that was, like, one of them talking. In my mind, I rationalized it as it was probably one of the FaZe guys talking shit, and I was already talking to them, so I, like, kind of just looked backwards, didn't really even look, and then continued.
I do remember that, though.
But I would have been mega confrontational about that.
I was like, I mean, I said, what the fuck? Then I turned around. But like,
Will, did you ever get heckled?
It's kind of hard to heckle at a COD event. Unless someone's sitting in the stands like.
Like happy, know, the guy in Happy Gilmore?
You're just, like looking up.
You know what I'm talking about? In the back.
The guy in Happy Gilmore? You're just like, you suck, jackass.
Yeah. 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 I'll meet you in the parking lot, McGavin. Yeah. He's got a nail sticking out of his head.
Oh, man. All right. Well, that's going to do it for this episode number 11 of the Optic Podcast. Certainly appreciate it. Did I just hit my Magneto on?
You didn't.
Thank you for tuning in. We appreciate it. Make sure you share the podcast if you guys enjoyed it. We're on all audio platforms. Don't need to remind you, but I do, will, and continue to remind you to leave a like on the video. Do not leave. Leave a comment down below if you guys want to have us discuss one of your topics on the Future Podcast. Certainly appreciate it. We will see you next week. Goodbye.
Peace.
Kennst du dieses Gefühl, wenn du eine neue Brille aufsetzt? Genau. Und jetzt stell dir vor, du erlebst es gleich zweimal. Kauf zwei Brillen oder Sonnenbrillen in Sehstärke und erhalte das günstigere oder gleichwertige Glaspaket geschenkt. Gilt für ausgewählte Glaspakete. Alltag oder Sonne. Brille oder Sonnenbrille. Deine Entscheidung. Klick auf den Banner und entdecke 2 für 1 bei Apollo.